Next is a Prognus note on Theotis Rozier, R-O-Z-I-E-R, Theotis, T-H-E-O-T-I-S. He was seen at his private residence in Flint. Date was March 10, 2022. This is a late dictation. Apparently, Mr. Rozier was seen out of concerns for edema of the right leg. Period. He has a right hemiplegia from a stroke. Period. He's had this edema more recently in days and weeks. Period. He doesn't have much pain there, though. Period. He is currently getting OT, PT, and speech because his ability has declined, period. He had a stroke several months ago with right hemiplegia and has made a bit of recovery, but he's still, for the most part, either bed or chair-bound, period. He has hypertension, which is currently stable, and has no headache or chest pain, period. He has history of stroke, as mentioned above, period. He also has a seizure disorder, which is stable, period. He has a history of chronic systolic heart failure, but currently was not short of breath. And his edema was more on the right than the left, and it has increased, period. He had adenocarcinoma of the colon, and that was resected, and he has a colostomy, period. This was during one of his recent hospitalizations, period. In the past, he's also had a pulmonary embolism, period. New paragraph. Review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills, eye, no complaints, anterior, no complaints, respiratory, no significant dyspnea, cough for sputum, cardiovascular, no diner palpitations, edema as noted, GU, no dysuria or hematuria, he does have a Foley catheter, GI, no bowel pain, vomiting, bleeding or diarrhea, endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, musculoskeletal. No acute joint pains or stiffness. However, he's not ambulatory, period. He does have some mild osteoarthritis, diffusely, but not severe. New paragraph. Passive is positive for seizure, stroke, heart disease, diabetes, blindness, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, chronic systolic heart failure, adenocarcinoma of the colon, pulmonary emboli, benign prostatic hyperplasia, cerebrovascular accident, diabetes mellitus type 2. New paragraph. Family history, his mother died of prostate cancer. Social history, no smoking. New paragraph. Examination. He is not acutely distressed or ill, period. He was comfortable. Blood pressure 129 over 77, pulse 66. Respiratory rate 16, head and neck, eyelids and conjunctiva are normal, extraocular movements intact, pupils are equal and reactive, extraocular movements intact. Without nodes or masses of thyromegaly, period. Lungs are clear of percussion and auscultation, period. There's no accessory muscle use for breathing, period. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no gout, no murmur, no edema. Abdomen soft, non tender. CNS, cranial nerves, growth intact. He has a severe right hemiplegia, period. He's weak in general. Musculoskeletal is negative for joint inflammation or effusion. However, there's increased swelling more on the right lower extremity than the left. New paragraph assessment plan. One, Mr. Osier has diabetes mellitus, generally controlled, and some sugars are even on the low side, period. We are reducing his Lantus to 15 units nightly. Period. He remains on Novolog 40 units TID before meals, period. I should say Humalog 40 units TID before meals. Two, he has history of recurrent pulmonary embolism. I will continue. He's also 20 milligrams daily. Three, he has severe stroke with deficits, period. The reasons are also for anticoagulation, which is mainly for the pulmonary emboli, but that should help stroke prevention, period. He's on atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily, also, period. Five, he has seizures, controlled with levetiracetam, 500 milligrams every 12 hours, period. He has Norco available for pain if he needs it. He's been on prosthetic hyperplasia, but has a catheter that doesn't seem to be bothering him. For the edema of the right leg, I am adding Lasix 20 milligrams daily for 2 weeks, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.
Thank you.